Welcome to another message presented by Wes Ward of Wild West Ministries. As a former PRCA cowboy, Wes excelled in the rodeo arena and is now pursuing his calling to share God's word that has literally transformed his life. As someone who has a heart to passionately pursue God in his daily life, his desire is to help others do so as well. The focus of his ministry is to bring people closer to God by living in and through the truths of God's Word. May you be blessed by the message from the Word of God that Wes has to share with you today.
Howdy, friends. Wes Ward here, Wild West Ministries. I have a mighty word from the Lord today I'd like to share with you, called the six S's. The six S's. Before we go into it, though, I'd like to share something with you. You know, I got this revelation for this message today from my pastor. And my pastor's pastor. I know that I've heard from the Lord on a lot of other occasions and stuff, but I'm not saying that a person out there can't get revelation from the Lord, because the Lord speaks to all of us at different times and stuff. But I know for me that once I got underneath the leadership of my pastor, that I have grown spiritually. It seems like in a very, very short period of time, I've grown an enormous amount. And even though I have issues that I've, just like everybody else, that I have to deal with and everything, but I just wanted to say that being under leadership has helped me so much. I know my pastor, Pastor Darrell Baker, has a pastor over his life, Dr. Mark Barclay. He also has four spiritual fathers, Dr. Mark Barclay and Coy Huffman and Dr. Hilton Sutton and Dr. George Evans, who's went on to be with the Lord. But I know that pastor's pastor was underneath John Osteen, who's Joel Osteen's dad and was a pastor for many, many years. So, you know, but the whole deal about it is it's about being under leadership. And I hear a lot of people saying that, well, I've been looking for a church, but I just hadn't found the right church. Well, that's the wrong attitude. May I suggest that you take it before the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to show you your pastor who can speak into your life spiritually. I know that that's made the biggest difference in me, having a pastor that can speak, you know, that feeds my spirit. And friends, that's what it's all about. It's about when you got it, you turn around and you give it to somebody else. And, you know, I know that I am a very, very, very blessed man to be in the position that God has me in and under the leadership that God has me under and everything. And I wanted to share this message with you today because I really got a lot of revelation from it, and hopefully that you will and everything. But hey, as we look to the Bible, you know, Moses and Aaron. And we also see Elijah and Elijah and Apostle Paul and Timothy is all passed down, but it's all God and it's all the Bible. But you know, Jesus, apostles, they spent 3 years living every day with him, learning and watching him teach and be an example how to live here on earth. And, you know, I wake up every day and I say, Lord, I just want to try to be a little more like Jesus today, just a little more like Jesus. I just pray that I can bring glory to you today by being a part of this world. But anyway, this message today is called the six S's. Well, Wes, what are those six S's? Well, first we have sin. The second S is going to be Satan. The third S is going to be self. The fourth one will be seek. The fifth will be search. And the sixth one will be speak. The six S's. Now, three of those, if they're involved in our life, we got to get rid of them. We got to deal with them. They got to go. Because they're hurting our life, and we got to, we can't deal with it no more. We got to get it out of our life and get our life cleaned up. And those will be, those three that we got to get rid of, and the three that's got to go is sin, Satan, and self. We got to get rid of them in our life because they're hurting our life, and we got to deal with it. And, that's the battle that we face, but we got to get them out of here. That's sin, Satan, and self. Three of the first three S's. Now, the next three, we got to do. Friends, we got to do it. I mean, here's a formula how to do this and everything. And the first one is seek. We need to seek God like never before. Now, a lot of the prophets and a lot of the Bible scholars do believe that we are in our last days, especially with a lot of things that's happening over in Israel, and things are starting to line up in God's Word. So we got to seek God in these last days like never before. Seek Him with all of our heart. The second one thing that we got to do, the second S we got to do, is we want to search the Holy Scriptures of the Bible every day if we can. Search them to find a word that you can stand on or you get revelation from. Because see, this Word of God is God breathed. God spoke into this Word. This is a living Word. God's Word comes alive inside us if we allow it to. And if we don't know the Word, how are we going to allow the Word to work in us? It just don't work like it. We got to get this Word implanted in our heart, in our spirit, and we got to let it come alive inside us. Once again, it's a living Word. God spoke into this Word. So we got to search the Holy Scriptures daily of the Holy Bible. And then the third S that we got to do is we got to speak. We got to speak in line with God's Word. Because I'm telling you, what you speak is very, very powerful. So the six S's, sin, Satan, self, seek, search, and speak. So the number one we're going to look at is sin. How do we get sin out of our life? Friends, if we're living in sin or if we got sin in our life, it's hurting our life. It's got to go. We got to get rid of it. How do we do it? That's a question. How do we get rid of sin in our life? Well, let's look to the Scriptures. I'm going to start here in 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 18. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Baal? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? Verse 16 says, and what agreement has a temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Verse 18 says, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Ooh, that's powerful. So we can't be yoked with unbelievers by any means. We can't do it if we're running around with people that don't believe. And, you know, like 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, don't be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Bad company corrupts good character. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. See, the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and the spirit. So we got to stay clean of the fleshly things and also the spiritual things. That's how we get rid of sin in our life. Let's also take a look at 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Friends, that means we really need to think before we speak. You know, I love this saying, your thoughts becomes your thinking. Your thinking becomes your action. Your action becomes your habits. Your habits becomes your character. Your character becomes your reputation. And once you've got a reputation built up, especially a bad one, friends, it's very, very hard to get rid of. Very hard. I know from experience. But it all starts with your thoughts. The fiery darts, the Bible calls them, that the enemy shoots in there. And if you start taking them captive, meditating on them, and all of a sudden, then a plan comes together and all this. And then next thing you know, you done fell off into sin. So when you know that these thoughts that come to your mind are not of God, cast them down. Say, get behind me, Satan. I don't receive that in the mighty name of Jesus. That's not of God. Cast it down and put your mind upon things above, heavenly things. That's how we get rid of sin in our life. We refuse it. Refuse it. So number two, how do we get rid of Satan in our life? If Satan is in our life, stealing our joy and happiness and just really upsetting us and all that, how do we get rid of this rascal? Because you know that is his business, to come and torment us, deceive us. Oh, he's a coward. He's a backstabber. Wants to do things in the dark and everything, you know, behind your back. Let's look at 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. It says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from food which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Right there, friends, that last verse. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So right there it tells me we got to stay in the word, get God's word inside us, in our hearts, in our spirit, and stay in prayer. Because there is those deceiving doctrines, deceiving spirits, seducing spirits, familiar spirits. Stay away from them. You know, and you know, I like to tell everybody too, you know, the horoscopes and fortune tellers and all that kind of stuff, that ain't of God, friends. Stay away from it. Because all you're doing whenever you're looking to that is you're looking to another spiritual realm instead of God. And what you're doing is you're opening that door and saying, come on in here, guys. Come on in here. Come get a hold of me. That's the reason we got to get God's word implanted in us. This is the only fortune telling we need right here, God's word, because this word is a living word. God breathed in it. It's for our own behalf. The word, let it come alive inside you. Let's also look at Ephesians 4, verse 27. Ephesians 4, verse 27. So we're looking at how do we get rid of Satan, the old rascal, the one that comes to torment us, deceive us and everything. If he's in our life, how do we get rid of him? Well, Ephesians 4, verse 27 says, nor give place to the devil. Give no place to the devil is what it says. Don't let him, don't dance around with him. That's always been a problem of mine. I'd always want to let him dance around my campfire. Whenever I do that, I'm just asking for trouble. Asking for trouble. Believe me, I've learned that from experience. Flee the devil at all times. Give him no place, the Bible says. Give him no place. Let's look at Ephesians 4, verse 30 as well. It says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Here's how we get into trouble, friends. 1st, we grieve the Holy Spirit. We grieve it. And then let me put it to you like this. First, we quench it. We quench the Spirit by rejecting. Then it grieves that Holy Spirit, and then it gets to where we just totally reject it. It's like there is no Holy Spirit. You know, it gets flatlined in our life. The Bible says here, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. See, when we grieve it, we quench it. Then we just totally reject it. It gets to where there is no Holy Spirit in us. And friends, that's the reason that I seek this balance. Because this balance is what works for me. Whenever I'm talking about a balance, I'm talking about I stay in God's word. I read it for myself. I listen to, when I'm going down the road, that's all I listen to is messages, teachings, or praise and worship music. I don't listen to no country anymore. I don't listen to no rock and roll. That's what I listen to. I'm feeding my spirit with God's word. Teaching. You know, I just got to be consumed by the word of God. And the Bible says, do not forsake assembling together. That means church service. I like to go to church because I go there to praise my Creator, the Almighty God, and worship Him. And I stay connected to the blood of the covenant by also tithing. Everything I got comes from God. Everything I own belongs to God. It all, the main source is of Him. So you can't rob God. God's going to get His tithe one way or another. The tithe is 1/10 of your income. It never did become God's. It always was God's. It is God's. So don't be afraid to pay your tithes. And also, once I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's where you're immersed in it. Praying in tongues, I stay full of the Holy Spirit. Once again, Ephesians 4:30 says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, to whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. We don't want to grieve it. We don't want to quench it, and we sure don't want to reject it. We got to have God's Word and the Holy Spirit. That's how we get rid of old Satan in our life, by staying full of the Holy Spirit and by being consumed with God's Word. Number three here, how do we get rid of ourselves? You know, we got that flesh we got to deal with. Got to deal with ourselves, that flesh, the fleshly things. Let's look over here at Galatians 5:16. Galatians 5:16 and verse 17 is the verses we're going to look at. It says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 17 says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Oh boy. That's been an area that I've really been trying to grow in, is learning to walk in the Spirit more instead of worrying about what the flesh wants. Galatians 5:16 says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let's look at Matthew 26, verse 41. Oh, this is powerful too. It says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Oh boy. The Holy Spirit inside us, it's willing, friends, but the flesh is weak. Man, that's powerful. Very powerful. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So friends, how do we get rid of that, our own fleshly desires? We walk in the Spirit. And how do we walk in the Spirit? Well, we got to stay full of the Holy Spirit. We got to get more of the Holy Spirit in us. We got to keep that fresh, bubbling fountain flowing in us. Man, that's powerful. So that's the three things that we got to get rid of that are in our life: sin, Satan, and ourself. Got to get rid of ourself. Now, the three things that we got to do, Three things we got to do. Friends, we got to seek God with all our heart. In these last days, we got to seek God like never before. Seek Him. Psalms 27:8 says, "When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart said to you, 'Your face, Lord, I will seek.'" Friends, we got to seek God for His face. We got to seek God to know Him, to know His ways. Seek God like never before, but seek His face, not His hands. Not saying, "God, I just pray that you bless my little plant." Think about it like this. Maybe you need to get into God's plan for your life. I know that's what I had to do. I had to get Wes Ward out of the way. Said, "God, here I am. Take me. Mold me. Show me your way. Create in me this new heart. Create me to be who you want me to be." You know, Psalms 37:4 says, "He will give you desires of your heart." Friends, my desires, once I totally surrender to God, my desires and my heart have changed. Definitely. For the good. For the good. But let's seek God for His face, not for His hands. Seek to know Him. And like I mentioned at the start of this, I just try to tell myself in prayer, "Father God, I just want to be a little bit more like Jesus today. Just a little more like Jesus." Search, number five, search. We got to search the Holy Scriptures of the Bible. Because you know, when we search the Scriptures, that's how you get delivered from things. That's how you get healed of things. That's how you get changed. By either hearing a word of the Holy Spirit or getting a word in the Bible that you can stand on. I've actually had both. But the more this word, the less of us, the better off we're going to be. So how do we search the Holy Scriptures of the Bible daily? Let's look at 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 through 17. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Oh boy, that's some good stuff right there. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. "All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Wow. Boy, that's really good right there. Let's look now, let's go to Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. We're going to be looking at verses 20 through 22 in Proverbs 4. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." Verse 22 says, "For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh." Wow. This is powerful, friends. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Through 22, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. So, friends, what that means is right here is we got to pay attention to God's word. As I said earlier, we got to get this word implanted in our heart or in our spirit. It's got to come alive inside us. You know, Proverbs 4:1-7 says, get wisdom, get understanding, and get knowledge. She will protect us. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, it will protect us. That is of God's word. Proverbs 4 is very powerful. Very powerful. So the number 6, we gotta speak. Speak in line with God's word. Speak in line with God's word. So how do we do this? Speak in line. Well, first of all, we've got to know the word in order to speak in line. But let's look at Ephesians 4:29. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Wow. But what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Friends, that's telling us right there, we just really need to watch what we say. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. It's basically telling us don't let anything bad come out of your mouth, only good things. You know, Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death in it. We can speak life or we can speak death to ourselves or to others. Let's look here at the book of James. Man, you talk about some stuff here in the book of James. Man, James 3. I'm going to read you verses 5 through 10. I'm going to read James 3, 5 through 10. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a force a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. So right there, it all starts with what you're speaking, friends. If we're going to speak negative things, that's what we're going to reap. But I choose to turn around and speak edification, exhortation, or comfort to others. That's what I choose to do. Verse 7 goes on to say, for every kind of beast and bird, of reptile or creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Verse 8 says, but no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Verse 9 says, with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Verse 10 says, out of the same mouth proceeding blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. So what this saying here is, you know, sometimes we get half-hearted. You know, we want to bless people and be nice and kind to people. Then we want to cuss or curse the next person, you know. We got to find that happy medium there. It's a whole lot better to bless people than it is curse them. And you know, if you're speaking negative things, friends, you're going to reap what you speak. Now, I'm here to tell you, I hope each and every one of you starts speaking life, an abundant life. Praise God. Thank you for your word. So what are the things we got to get rid of in our life? We've looked at sin, Satan, and self. What are the things we got to do in our life? Well, we got to seek God like never before. We need to search the Holy Scriptures daily. Stay in God's Word. And we need to speak in line with God's Word. The six S's. Sin, Satan, and self, he got to go. We got to get rid of that in our life because it's hurting us. And the things we got to do, we got to seek God. We got to search the Scriptures and speak in line with God's Word. Once again, friends, this is Wes Ward, and I hope you got something out of God's Word today. God bless you, and just take it one day at a time. But be a servant and a vessel of the Almighty God so we can bring glory to our Heavenly Father. Thank you. And we hope to you got something once again out of God's Word today. God bless you.
This has been another message presented by Wes Ward of Wild West Ministries. Our prayer for you is that you've been helped through the Word of God that we were able to share with you today. The heart of Wild West Ministries is to bring people closer to God through His living Word. If you would like to contact Wes to find out more about his ministry, to receive more of his teachings, or if you're interested in having him as a guest speaker, you can contact him by phone at 903-249-1250. That's 903-249-1250. Or at 580-927-3007. That's 580-927-3007. Or you can email Wes at 3wward@gmail.com. That's 3wward@gmail.com. God bless you.